The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A part of the upcoming Metrolink light rail expansion plans are the stations, and planners want your input this week. With me now is Talby Roach, President and Chief Executive Officer of Bi-State Development. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Of course, Megan. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I know you have a series of meetings planned this week. Remind us first, though, of what the route is for the proposed Green Line.
Sure. What an exciting prospect this is. But this is essentially the Metrolink Green Line. So we're in project development right now. So that literally means going out and soliciting to the public what we need to do. And this would run along Jefferson Avenue from north to south, from Chippewa to the south, all the way up to the north to Natural Bridge within an existing right-of-way at Jefferson Avenue. And a really exciting project and really ties the region together from north to south.
Where is all of this in the design phase at this point?
So right now we're at about 30% design. So we're looking at some of the fundamentals, pricing out the project. So the engineering team is going to be out there soliciting ideas from the public in the next three nights. And this is really, look, this is the public's project. So we need to solicit ideas from the public about what they want to see in their community. How does this look? Where do the sidewalks go? Where do they want some trees? All of those fundamental aspects that make our neighborhood stronger and create a more vibrant, connected region.
Talk about that in more depth about, you know, when we look at the stations and their placement and the amenities that they might have, what are some of the considerations?
Sure. So no matter what, one of the things that we heard from the public that's going on right now with the secure platform plan is we are doing gating and we are doing cameras everywhere on our system. Our public deserves to see a system that is clean, accessible, and safe. And so one of the things that we're going to see in all these fundamental stations, 10 stations along the route, is we're going to see reasonable gates and separation so that we know when people are getting on the system, they have a fare.
What about other amenities? You know, you mentioned that just the streetscape itself, the landscaping, but, you know, what else needs to be part of these stations when you're considering this?
Sure. So one of the things that I'm going to take from one of my engineers on my team is we want to think about this as a full street solution. So I believe that transit should work in conjunction with all other aspects. So including, for instance, cars, for instance, good access with bicycles and pedestrians. So one of the things that a lot of the folks in these neighborhoods can lend is, how's traffic in this area? Is there, you know, a grocery store nearby that we want to go to, or some of those fundamental aspects that make neighborhoods strong? And so is there some spots where they want to see some seating or some enhanced lighting? These are all things that we can throw in on an ambitious project like this so we can make a stronger connection with the public.
We're speaking with Talby Roach with Bi-State Development. You mentioned the budget. What are the budgetary considerations for these stations?
So right now, the overall budget at a 30% design for this project is $1 billion, which sounds like a very big number. I got it. But we are moving very early in the project, and our target will be actually lower than that, closer to $850 million, that will make this project more competitive. And that's one of the things that we have to do. There's reasonable constraints on time and budget that I also have to adhere to and be sure that this project is competitive for federal funding. So we're looking at 10 stations. So we don't have too many stations. So, of course, one of the things that we've had success with Metrolink so far is that it moves quickly, that we don't overstation it so that it's too slow and ponderous. We want to be competitive with all the other aspects of transportation.
So what are the next steps and the timeline for maybe eventual groundbreaking and completion?
Oh, my gosh. I'd love to break ground anytime. But really, we are in that preliminary stage of soliciting things out to the public. For instance, we've already had over 40 public meetings about this project, and we'll continue to have more. But this is really about Green Line open houses that we're going to have. One tonight between 5 to 7 at the Polish Heritage Center on 20th Street. Another one tomorrow night at the German Cultural Society. And for instance, what we're going to do is just be sure that we're listening to everybody along the line. And that means we're going to talk about the reasonable constraints of budget. We're going to talk about what are the enhancements we can make. But look, let's be ambitious. We're going to compete for federal funds. 60% of this program can be funded. That money is in D.C. right now. We need to compete for this money so we can make our region better.
At these meetings, I know in the past some of the meetings have been more open house style. Is this something where you need people there the whole time to be part of these workshops?
Yeah, so this is more like a presentation from my engineering team, and they'll see some different design options. So it'll be more of a presentation style so that we can present the public with some of the fundamental options. What do some of the canopies look like? What is the interaction with the sidewalks, et cetera? What are the kind of finishes that folks want to see? This is a strong partnership with the city of St. Louis. There'll be representatives from the city there too. And we want to solicit these ideas and be sure that we're having a reasonable conversation. And that's what this is. Look, we need to open our ears and be sure that we can work things out and be sure we integrate this project into really a lively community.
In advance of these workshops this week, where can folks go online to find more information?
Oh, yes. So, of course, just like everybody else, we have a website that you can go to where you can get all of this information. And, of course, that is MetrolinkGreenLine.com. And, as a matter of fact, you can even, there's a tab in there to make a comment. If you're not able to make it in the next three nights, you're excited about the project, or even you have a critique or criticism, please be sure to put it in there. We take all of this very seriously. That's one of our obligations to the public.
Thank you so much for your time on this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Megan Lynch. Really appreciate it.
All righty. That is Talby Roach, President and Chief Executive Officer of Bi-State Development, joining us this morning on KMOX.